Pulse 2, Match Day Live with the Akash Restaurant.
Well, we're going to hear from Stuart McCall. He's on his way to us in the next few moments, so don't go anywhere. Stuart McCall, City Manager's views to come. Kevin says, all what matters now is the playoffs. We will do Scunthorpe over two games. They were lucky today against City. So well, those are the thoughts of the people on Twitter. Let's get the thoughts of the City Manager, Stuart McCall. Stuart, it was a great game, but you must be very disappointed we didn't take anything from that.
I'm absolutely gutted we didn't win the game. You know, second half performance. There's only one team that was in it, really. Even though we've gone at half time, I wasn't really particularly pleased how we played first half. Although they didn't pose much of a threat. We get the two goals. We didn't move the ball well enough. But I thought second half, how we've not scored a goal in that. You'll see some of the opportunities and chances. Incredible. The boy's on the floor and don't even know it's hit him on his knee. It's gone over the bar. We've hit the bar. The goalie from the corner hit him on his shoulder and he landed in his hands almost over the line. Clark's had a chance. Marsh has had a chance. Wyke's had a chance. So, listen, happens in football. If you don't take your chances and you don't defend set pieces, that's what happens.
I was just going to say, you're disappointed with the goals. Again, set pieces are undoing.
Yeah, quality balls. I mean, we've put quality balls in. We've scored from a set piece, haven't we? We put quality balls in all day. So as soon as it hits, I mean, the boy Crooks is 6'4", 6'5". It's no excuse, but if you put the ball on the money and he's going to attack it like that, it is going to be difficult. But yeah, we need to do better than that. But anybody who's been at the game today, I think you saw with the evasion the fans give the players after the game. You know, it was really, really harsh. Bad enough not to win the game, but not to take anything from it was hugely disappointing.
We had to make changes as well today, and all things considered, and Kevin Toner coming in, scoring on debut as well. Went with a different formation, and it worked largely, didn't it?
Well, we went with the same formation.
I know people were going to scream and go, well, we lost, but we played well, didn't we?
Of course we did, yeah. We went with the same formation as we went with last week. Vince Lott at the middle of the two lads, and if they went to Diamonds, which they did, we would play that way. And second half, I mean, anybody who's got knows anything about football would see there was only one team there that looked like it was going to win. Yeah, obviously Nathaniel got a kick in his forehead, 7 stitches the other day on Thursday, last second of training. But Kev Turner's coming in terrifically well. He suits him playing the left side of a three centre backs. And obviously I think we're missing two of the best midfielders in this division, in Lord and Cullen. So if you're looking actually at the performance, apart from the goals we've conceded, there was a lot of good things. But it's about winning, and we've not done that today, so we'll be ready for next Saturday.
Kevin Toner came into the side, as you say, he looked very composed to me. I thought he had an outstanding debut in both halves.
Yeah, it wasn't just his goal. I thought he was excellent. You know, he's shown that in the training that he's done with us. And as I say, he's played, I think, 17, 18 games for Walsall prior to Christmas on loan for them in a sort of a back three. So it suited him playing in that area. And yeah, I agree with you. I thought he did really well.
How frustrating is it, Stuart, when, you know, whatever you've said to the players just before they come out for the start of the game, and then again at half time, you know, it's presumably something, you know, keep it tight, don't do anything silly, and you get sloppy starts like that in both halves?
Yeah, that's something we're going to have a major look at and try to iron out. The word sloppy is 100% correct. Two really poor goals. I need to see the second one again. I know Tony gets in behind us, and I'll have to have a little look more in depth at that. Yeah, it's something we certainly have to address.
What do you put it down to? Because, you know, I know it's a different routine for everybody coming for a lunchtime game, and everybody's lost an hour's sleep, but it's the same for everyone, isn't it?
Well, it is, but we didn't defend a corner. Simple as that, first 4 minutes. What do they put it down to, losing two goals? That's football. You know, so I don't know what we put it down to. We just put it down to sloppiness and slap marking.
6 games to go. I think realistically, I know you'd certainly ruled out the top two publicly. I think everybody will do now. So is it just a case now of trying to be positive and thinking, right, 6 games to go, try to finish third or fourth, so you've got the home game in the playoffs?
Finishing top six. I mean, Bradford have been up twice finishing top six. Where did Barnsley finish last year? 6. Does it matter? Just because last season we finished 5th and we didn't have the home game against Millwall, matters a job to me. Oh, I've got to say that. I can remember Bradford going to Burton, winning there.
I don't think we can fear anyone, including Scunthorpe today. Whoever we get, we take them on,
well,
don't we, Stuart?
It's not about getting, we've got to get in there.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Southend
yeah.
and Millwall, Rochdale, a few games in hand, so we're always aware of that. But just give me anywhere 3, 4, 5 or 6, and if we get there, and when we get there, and hopefully we will get there, then we are a match for anyone. Of course we are, there's no doubt about that. But we've got to get focused for next Saturday. No doom and gloom, no disappointing to lose a football game that we should have won, but we haven't. And it's building up to be a, you know, as we've wanted, a really strong end to the season, and hopefully we can still bring success.
It's hard to be positive, but it was a great advert for League One football today as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it probably was. Yeah, a lot of entertainment. But again, you know, I just going over in my mind the opportunities we've had, yeah, in that back 15, 20 minutes, how we've not scored a goal. And sometimes that's just not bad luck. Yeah, we've had bad defending, we've been sloppy. But when you see the how the ball's not gone over the line, and is actually hard to swallow. But it's gone now, and we look forward to Saturday.
Try and enjoy your Sunday lunch.
Will do.
And we'll see you next week. Well done, Stuart.
Cheers, lads. Thanks.
There you go, Stuart McCall. Join us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live.
Pulse 2 Match Day Live with the Akash Restaurant, Bradford Road. What will you be eating after the match? Enjoy an exclusive Bantams Balti only at the Akash.